students access to services and an opportunity to learn from everyone in the community. We talked a lot about the learning community. We decided that things are changing, but there's a great deal of value in being a part of a physical learning community. Skype was also mentioned. It was mentioned that it could be added to the online communities in order to maintain the learning community. But we, as a group, kind of decided the students are going to still want to come to campus, if nothing more than to get away from home, even if it's for 5 or 6 hours if they're commuting. The campus experience, in the end, will enable students to learn skills also such as leadership, ethical decision-making, interpersonal skills, those things that you might not be able to get strictly online. Anybody from my group three would like to add? I tried to stay within the time limit. I think I did.
You have.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And the next group is the purple group. The facilitator was Michael Bass, the scribe Bruce Graham.
Our group had question three to consider first. A number of observations. First of all, that where there is a great diversity in the academic backgrounds of the students in a particular class, particular course, it's clear that the learning effectiveness of a large classroom lecture-based course is challenged. So that's an indication where a flipped classroom is certainly worth trying. In order to get all the students up to the same level of learning. There was agreement in the room that the educational research is pretty clear that traditional lectures aren't necessarily learning effective. They're cost effective, but they're not learning effective. We noted that the use of student participation that we saw this morning with Dr. Beck, his demonstration, is fairly common across University of Illinois lecture courses now. Some students, however, are somewhat resistant to this type of lecture interaction and participation. Some students still think if they don't get a traditional lecture, then the professor isn't really working hard enough or doing their job. But other groups of students, in particular, we think most students in the future will expect more participation in the class because that's the way they're learning in high school. And certainly we see that with some of our current students. They come in with that expectation that they're not just going to be lectured to. So in conclusion, we felt that in the future, if we're not using technology in our classrooms, even our large classes, that students will choose not to attend the University of Illinois. Then we had a long conversation about affordability and the cost of these types of innovations and the idea of consortiums, some kind of grouping together, we felt had a lot of merit. We thought things would be more achievable for our university campuses from a cost point of view if we were able to make use of each other's expertise and develop courses. We also talked about the need for faculty to have time to develop innovative new presentations because of faculty need to feel that what they do in these innovations will be valued. We acknowledge that perhaps there's a need for incentives, but we also recognize that the current promotion and tenure guidelines do give significant credit for curriculum innovation, and certainly what we're talking about here is innovative. We talked about future students perhaps not valuing a traditional degree. It's been observed that some students, even today, are kind of a la carting their degree. They're taking some courses at one institution and other courses at other institutions. Perhaps that is a reflection